Good morning. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Tomorrow there's no shir, because tomorrow, right after davening, Hataras Nedarim. Don't forget, groups of three to be Matir Neder. Okay, so we tried to cover the psukim that we recite on Tisha B'Av, not including the Musa psukim. Now, those psukim I talked about in that separate shir. But some of the other psukim that make their way into our davening, the Tehillim we recite, Tikru b'chod ha-shofar, remember the psukim, Allah Elokim b'tru Hashem b'kol shofar, Tikru b'chod ha-shofar, b'kesel v'yom chagenu, v'david Hashem ori v'yishi, David mizmor l'Hashem ha-ratzimo ha-tevo v'yoshviva, chatru ma-sechem, shapru ma-sechem, improve, renew. So one of the most dramatic moments of tefillah is when the shofar is blown. And right after the shofar is blown, still fresh in our consciousness, we recite three psukim from Tehillim per Peitas. Ashrei ha'am yodei sruah, Hashem bi'ur ponecha yehalechun. Fortunate are the people who understand the truah, they will march or walk in the light of Hashem. B'shimcha yegilun kol hayom, let us rejoice in your name the entire day. And in your charitability, Yerumu, we will rise. Ki tiferes zamoata, you are the glory of our strength. And in your will, Uvirtsancha Tarun Karnenu, you will raise our fortune. Beautiful tzukim, just on their own. What do they mean? What are we trying to express by these three psukim from Peitet recited right after Tkiyas Shofar? So first of all, you have to understand the overall context of Peites. Peites is a pasuk, is a parak, which has a lot of psukim of Hashem's glory and might and transcendence. In fact, a lot of the psukim from Pre-Slichos, Pre-Slichos psukim, come from Peites. Mi kamocha, who is like you, chasinya, ata moshel begios hayam, you reign over the sea, ata dikisa kechalal rab, bizroscha, you destroy your enemies with your strength, you own the heavens and the earth, north and south, you have the strength, the might, the authority. These are psukim that dominate the beginning of Slichos. That's why it's a good framework for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we celebrate Hashem's Malchus. But we remind ourselves that as powerful and as majestic as the Kadosh Baruch Hu is, no one is aware of it. Most people are yet aware of Hashem's transcendence and Hashem's might. And they're not even aware of it on the day that it hits home, that they're being judged. So there's an awareness and a consciousness to the day that we alone benefit from. And that's the hiddenness of Rosh Hashanah that we keep returning to. Rosh Hashanah is a day of concealment. The day of Hashanah is marvelous, but for most people it's concealed. And for us it's Chokli Yisrael, it's not concealed. Makesel Yom Chagenu, but for us it's Chokli Yisrael, Mishpah Elokei Yaakov. We're aware of it. So this phrase, Yodei Sruah, captures that. We're the people that know. And it gives us heady responsibility. We're thrilled, we feel honored to be those people, but we have to daven on behalf of everyone in the entire world that seems sometimes more dysfunctional than it is functional. And we don't just know about the day, we know about Truah. We know the role of the shofar. We don't just know what's happening, we know how to affect the day and how to shift the day's tone, because through our shofar, we raise memories of our past and of Akedas Yitzchak. As Chazal say, on this pasuk, Yodim lefatos esbare, we know how to seduce Hashem. Of course, we don't seduce Hashem in a way that's exploitative or manipulative, but we know how to raise certain memories for our Kodesh Baruch Hu that will shift the whole tone of the day. The pasuk right before, in Tehillim Peites, right before the phrase, Yodei Sruah, is the following pasuk. You say it a lot in Slichos, it's not so relevant, it's relevant in Rosh Hashanah. Tzedek u'mishpat. Your throne is pivoted upon justice and honesty. Hashem is honest. Hashem is the ultimate truth. Tzedek u'mishpat. Justice, honesty. And how do you approach Hashem? Chesed v'emes yikad mifonecha. How do you get close to Hashem? Not through honesty, but with chesed, charitability, kindness, compassion. We say in the davening on Rosh Hashanah, we'll recite this throughout all of our Shemon Esrei. In a minute, right as we get to the brachos, Vayigba Hashem Tzavakos Bamishpat, Hashem is glorified through Mishpat, Ha'kel HaKadosh Nikdash Pitztaka, but he's sanctified through charity with Tzavakos. So that's what that first pasuk captures. The Arba, next pasuk. B'shimcha yegilon kol hayom. Remember, Rosh Hashanah is a day of happiness, not a day of morose, morbid sadness, as what Nehemiah told the Jewish people. Ched vas Hashem himo usen. This is a day we want to celebrate. Yegilon kol hayom. Of course, the literal translation of kol hayom in Tehillim means for all of eternity. We're going to be happy in your presence. But we slightly bend it a little bit to refer to today, kol hayom. You've got 48 hours. Can you be happy for 48 hours straight? The Kodesh Baruch Hu is present because he's judging us, because he's recreating the world. Go outside Thursday morning, look around. The trees look the same. They're not. They're new trees. The water looks the same. They're not. It's new water. They don't look the same. They've been recreated. Hashem recreates the world. We're about to undergo a new creation for the 5,778th time. Hashem will recreate the world. When you feel Hashem's presence, be happy. And we hope that we will rise based on a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tzedakah. So, those are the phrases to think about when you recite these Pesukim. We are the Yodei Surah. We're conscious of this day. We know how to employ the shofar. The Or Panacha Yahalechon. We want to walk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's illuminating presence. The Or Panacha. Remember, it's when we recite the Dabar Hashem Ori V'Yishi. Hazal tell us Ori Zera Shoshana. Yishi Yom Kippur. The next 48 hours is the day of Or Hashem. The Or Panacha Yahalechon. Three. The Shimcha Yigilun Kalayom. Can you feel Hashem's presence, and does it make you proud, confident? Are you excited for Rosh Hashanah? And will we rise on Rosh Hashanah, Be'ezus Hashem, even though we don't deserve it, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu will deliver Tzedakah to us. So maybe for the next 36 hours till Rosh Hashanah begins, think of one Tzedakah you're going to do. Think of one chesed you'll do for someone. And you'll hang on to when you're davening in Rosh Hashanah. You say this pasuk, Hashem, I'm asking you for tzedakah, as I went and I fill in the blanks. I helped the person out. I called the person. If you have a family member, maybe people aren't going to call in Rosh Hashanah. They're a little bit abandoned, alone. An aunt, maybe your grandparent, maybe a rebbe that you really owe a debt of gratitude to. Maybe make a call before Rosh Hashanah and say, I just wanted to wish you a ksiva tova. Maybe a friend in high school that maybe isn't in yeshiva this year, didn't get a chance to come, and feels a little bit lonely that all their friends are in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe someone in yeshiva you feel could use to pick me up. Maybe a post chakras, Torah morning rebbe, you could use some good cake for Rosh Hashanah. That would be a good idea. But seriously, it's fine a chesed and it's stuck at the performance when you recite over Sitka Schal Yerumu Hashem through your charity. Your compassion, we will rise. We'll say, well, I deserve your tzedakah. And I just was a person who performed the tzedakah on a chesed or something. Okay, we'll pick up next year. No more shiurim this year. We'll pick up next year. Which means next Sunday. Next Sunday, Selam Gedalia, we'll see. That's only next week. Sarasame Tshuva. We'll turn our attention to Tshuva. Back to Tshuva.